Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the last hump day of the month of January and the last day of the month. Hope you guys have had a great start to 2024. For us, it definitely has come in swinging and has no signs of letting up anytime soon, so we're just ready for what's to come. For today, though, we of course have your news headlines. We also have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. We have Music Wall Artist of the Week, Justin Timberlake. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you hear part of my conversation with attorney and sports agency Spencer Smith. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, Biden speaks to families of U.S. troops killed in Jordan, will attend dignified transfer of remains to the Associated Press. President Joe Biden on Tuesday spoke with the families of the three American service members killed Sunday in a drone attack in Jordan that his administration has pinned on Iran-backed militia groups. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters traveling with Biden to Florida aboard Air Force One that the president extended his condolences and pledged full assistance to the families as they grieve. In separate calls with the families, Biden also gauged their feelings about his attendance at Friday's dignified transfer of the fallen service members' remains at Dover's Air Force Base in Delaware on Friday, and all of them supported his presence there, Kirby said. He was grateful for their time. He expressed to them how proud we all are of their service. Kirby said of Biden's calls with the family, how we mourn and feel sorry over their loss. Kirby added, the president will be going to the dignified transfer on Friday. The solemn ceremony marks the return of fallen service members to American soil as they journey to their final resting place, with silent honor guards carrying flag-draped transfer cases holding their remains from transport aircraft to military vehicles. The Pentagon has identified those killed in the attack. In 2021, Biden attended the dignified transfer of the remains of 13 troops killed in a suicide attack during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. In more national news, Attorney General Merrick Garland undergoes surgery, the Justice Department says. Attorney General Merrick Garland will undergo back surgery this weekend and delegate his duties to the Deputy Attorney General during the procedure, the Justice Department said on Monday. The news comes as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin returns to work at the Pentagon following a hospitalization related to prostate cancer that was criticized for being kept secret for days. Garland, 71, will be under general anesthesia during the back procedure on Saturday, which will last about 90 minutes and is minimally invasive, the Director of Public Affairs at the Justice Department says. He's expected to return home the same day. Garland will delegate his duties to the Deputy Attorney General shortly before, during, and for a brief time after the procedure, as he recovers from the anesthesia, the statement said. He's expected to return to work. In more national news, Memphis officials release hours of more video and fatal police beating of Tyre Nichols. The city of Memphis released hours of additional video and audio on Tuesday in the case of five fired police officers charged with the violent beating and death of Tyre Nichols last January. The files were made public based on a judge's order from November the 2nd. The same day, former officer Desmond Mills Jr. pleaded guilty to federal charges in the case that sparked outrage around the world and intensified calls for police reform. City officials also plan to release additional written documents. Mills also intends to plead guilty in state court and could testify against his four ex-colleagues who remain charged with civil rights violations in federal court and second-degree murder and other offenses in state court. They all have pleaded not guilty. In more national news, Chita Rivera, revered and pioneering Tony-winning dancer and singer, dies at 91. Chita Rivera, the dynamic dancer, singer, and actress who garnered 10 Tony nominations, winning twice, and a long Broadway career that forged a past for Latina artist and shrugged off a near-fatal car accident, died on Tuesday. Rivera's death was announced by her daughter, who said she died in New York after a brief illness. Rivera first gained wide notice in 1957 as Anita in the original production of West Side Story and was still dancing on Broadway with her trademark energy half century later in 2015 to The Visit. In August 2009, Rivera was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor the U.S. can give a civilian. Rivera put her hand over her heart and shook her head in wonderment as President Barack Obama presented the medal. In 2013, she was the marshal at the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City. And finally, in business news, Wall Street holds near its record height, says the Associated Press. U.S. stocks were drifting around record highs Tuesday following a mixed set of profit reports. The S&P 500 was 0.1% lower in afternoon trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 100 points, and the Nasdaq Composite was 0.8% lower. UPS slumped 7.1%, even though it reported stronger profits for the latest quarter than analysts expected. Its revenue fell short of Wall Street's estimates, and it also gave a forecast for full-year revenue in 2024 that was weaker than expected. Whirlpool sank 5.4%, despite likewise reporting a better profit than expected. Its forecast for 2024, revenue of $16.9 billion, was roughly $1 billion below analyst estimates. Helping to offset those losses was General Motors. The automaker jumped 8% after reporting stronger profit and revenue than expected. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Sometimes you may find yourself in a prison of your own making, not realizing that the key to your freedom has been there the entire time. Do not allow those who wrong you to rob you of your destiny. Open the door and move forward. Regardless of what has happened, there's still more life in you left to live. Have an amazing Wednesday. Justin Timberlake is our artist of the week. This week, here's his new single, Selfish, right here on the Conversations Daily News.
Making me a thing, you cannot be a flame. Ooh, you must be an angel. Put you in a frame. guess I'm selfish.
We are part of my conversation coming up with attorney and sports agent C. Spencer Smith in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us for listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with the Entertainment Spotlight. Attorney and sports agent C. Spencer Smith joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his success and exciting new podcast. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Mr. Smith, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. Nice to be able to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, the pleasure's definitely all mine. As I mentioned, of course, you've gotten a lot of recognition, Mr. Smith, over the years for your work as an attorney and a sports agent, recognized as one of the top agents in the country. What has it been like for you now in this new chapter to be recognized because of this podcast and the stories you've been able to share?
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of the guys I know and have had experiences with them over the years, and to be able to sit down with them and to get into, to dig deep into their backgrounds and basically just what motivated them to become great, it's been a joy.
When I was prepping for this segment, I have to be honest with you, Mr. Smith, my brother is a sports guy of the family. I'm the nerd. So I had my nose in the books, and he was the one who always could tell me anything about the sports that was going on at the time. What I love about your show, though, is it's able to really bring the individual down to a level that all of us can not only better appreciate them, but also, of course, what it took to get to where they are. Was that kind of part of the premise of creating the Hall of Famers podcast?
Absolutely. I mean, what we wanted to do was we wanted to take the listener and the viewer into basically the whole premise was what it takes to be great. And this is not something that is just germane to the sports industry. What we wanted to do was to have them tell their stories of adversity and triumph and how they overcame the obstacles in their lives. And these are things that are transferable to everyday life. I mean, we've all, no matter what we do, been faced with some adversity in life. And these guys, you know, they acted out on the public stage. So what we wanted to do was to share that with the public where people could take little parts of it and say, hey, that applies to my life, and get some inspiration from it.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. But let's get on to more with more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a throwback from our artist of the week, Justin Timberlake, my favorite song from Justin, and of course, your entertainment, Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.